It is such an honor to be here. As a rookie walking into the NHL in the dressing room for the first time, the thought of making it into the Hockey Hall of Fame doesn't even cross your mind. All you want to do is make the team and try to establish yourself as a solid NHL player. Now when I look back at all I have accomplished, I just go, wow, what a ride. And to be inducted with these great players, Paul Coffey, Larry Murphy, and a builder like Cliff Fletcher, makes it even more special. I mean, we've had a blast this weekend, and these are special guys. I'd also like to congratulate Jim and Chuck. No one makes this to this podium, to this place of honor, without help and support of a lot of people. In every stage of your life, no matter what we do, there are friends and family who pitch in and make a big difference. There's a popular saying that it takes a village to raise a child. And that is very true when it comes to developing a professional athlete. It takes a lot of people to make it happen. I could be here all night naming names and thanking everyone who has touched my life along the way. There are those who have been there for the entire journey, and some, I'm sorry, can't be here. I lost my mom when I was 12, and I wish she could have seen all of this. But I know she's looking down on me tonight and is very proud. My family, my father, my stepmother, my brothers and my sisters have been there supporting me, and I thank you for that. I have said before that my dad was my biggest fan. After every game, he was the guy who said, "Nice job, Ray," whether I played well or not. He was always there for me, and I thank you, Dad. When Chris and I got married, her whole family, the LaForest, were incredibly supportive of us in every step of the way, and I thank them. Outside of my family, perhaps the most important person of all was my good friend Benoit Leduc. Ben took me under his wing when I was a 14-year-old high school student. He taught me about hard work and commitment. Ben helped me become a dedicated, motivated man. Je te remercie, Ben. Even though it didn't end the way we all hoped in Boston, I thank Harry Sinden for drafting me, and I thank the Bruins organization and the Jacobs family for everything they did for me over the years. There could not have been a better place, a better organization for me to break in with. As an 18-year-old walking in a locker room full of veterans, I was in awe. But I learned everything about what being a Bruin meant from guys like Terry O'Reilly, Wayne Cashman, and all the other leaders in that dressing room. I learned the importance of tradition and values of being a Bruin, and I tried to pass those things on. Fellow Hall of Famer Brad Park taught me so much about how to play my position. He was generous in passing along everything he knew, and I was a sponge just sucking it all in. Playing in the old Boston Garden was like being in hockey heaven. What made it that way were the fans, because of their passion for the Bruins and the game of hockey. They always treated me with respect, and I return that feeling. Boston was a great place to play and raise a family, and it's our home now, where we have made so many good friends. And I'd like to acknowledge a couple of my friends tonight that are here. Steve Fryer and Susan, thank you so much for everything you did for Chris and I in so many different ways. Pierre Lacroix and the Colorado Avalanche gave me the opportunity to play for the one thing missing in my career, the Stanley Cup. That was an unbelievable team, and it will send several players to this Hall of Fame. Thank you to everyone in Colorado, the fans, the Avs organization. You are first class in every way. Je voudrais dire un gros merci à tous les partisans et mes amis de Montréal et Québec pour m'avoir supporté au courant des années, et aussi aux Canadiens de Montréal pour avoir fait rêver un jeune homme de la ville salariale de un jour souhaitait de jouer dans la Ligue nationale. But without question, the most important people in my life are my beautiful wife, Christiane, and my three children, Melissa, Christopher, and Ryan. They supported me and loved me and endured some tough times so I could pursue my dream. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys. Since I retire, people often ask what I miss most, and the answer is easy. I miss the guys. I miss the anticipation of the games. I miss the feeling of going into battle with teammates you truly care about. I miss driving to work with a big smile on my face, and once you get there, acting like a 15-year-old kid. Or younger. Believe it or not, I played with 313 different teammates in the NHL. I played 757 games with Don Sweeney, and that was the most by far. But I also played one game with 12 different guys, and I want to thank all of you because you are what made it special. I also had 11 coaches and many, many assistant coaches and trainers. They are a huge part of the success of every team, and I thank them all, too. Hockey has given me everything I have in life. I owe hockey a lot more than it will ever owe me. Hockey has taken me to places I only dreamed of as a young boy. Hockey taught me lessons of winning and losing, and it taught me to stand up for my teammates and myself. Hockey taught me no matter what, you have to do your very best every time you lace up those skates. Hockey has been my life. To me, this night, having the Hockey Hall of Fame honor me by making me part of this special fraternity is just beyond my wildest dream, and I will remember this night forever. Thank you all very, very much. Good night.